This is the Indiana Soccer Network Around the State Daily Update. Here's your host, Dustin Fuller.
Good Sunday and welcome to the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. It is Sunday, August 23rd, 2026. I'm Dustin Fuller, and we've got several high school girls and boys matchups to talk about. We also have several college matchups we can recap for you as well. We've got some college soccer previews for today. As it's Sunday, no high school action on the docket. So let's dive in to high school soccer.
High school girls.
Hamilton Southeastern picked up a win over Penn 6-1, a milestone win for Royals head coach Greg Davidson, as it was career win number 400. Congrats, Greg Davidson, on that victory. Sydney May delivered another big performance for the Royals, putting in four goals. HSE now 3-0 on the season. Penn slips to 1-1-1. Vincennes Lincoln comes back from a 3-1 deficit and defeats Mount Vernon the Posey 4-3. Another twist in that matchup was Lincoln played a player down after the 12th minute of action and drew within a 3-2 score right before halftime. The Alices shut out Mount Vernon in the second half 2-0 to complete the comeback. Sophia Cleghorn scored two goals to lead the Lady Alices' attack, while Jalen Riggs and Brinley Catt added the other goals. Lincoln girls soccer now 1-0 on the season. Mount Vernon slips to 0-3 in a battle of former Big 8 conference foes. The South Knox Lady Spartans picked up a 2-0 shutout win over Blue Chip Conference foe Northeast Dubois. For the Lady Spartans, Kalissa Lavely and Azaria easily scored the goals. South Knox now 2-0, Northeast Dubois 1-2. Oak Hill downs Marion 7-1 for the Golden Eagles. A hat trick for Landry Hardman, Berkeley Hardman, as well as Erica Newhouse, Quinn Massey, and Lorelei Molden added additional goals for the Golden Eagles. As Oak Hill now 3-0, Marion now 0-1. Lakewood Park Christian blanks Central or West Noble, make that 7-0 for LPC. Luca Bonnetranger and Elizabeth Fenema both had hat tricks in the effort. Carrie-Ann Knott added an additional goal. LPC now 3-0, while West Noble 1-2. Avon blanks Danville in an all-Hendricks County matchup 3-0. For the O's, Trinity Miller scored a pair of goals, while Bree Carlisle added the other goal. Avon 4-0 on the season, while Danville slips to 1-2. Tell City downs North Harrison 10-1. For the Marksmen, four goals from Rayleigh Boland, three goals from Cammie Fisher in the effort. Other goals from the Marksmen came from Hadley Hako, Grace Ferraro, and Callista Krieg. Tell City now 1-1, while North Harrison slips to 1-2. Taking a look at other girls' soccer action from around the state that took place on Saturday, it was Fort Wayne Southside over Garrett 5-0, Maconaqua over Wabash 6-0, Mount Vernon of Fortville over Mooresville 8-0, North Montgomery blanking South Vermilion 13-0, Hobart over Griffith 9-0, Cathedral over Whiteland 6-0, Western Bloom blanks Decatur Central 8-0, Madison blanking Silver Creek 9-0, Kankakee Valley over Portage 9-0, Culver Community over North Miami by a final of 1-0. Owensboro over Evansville Central 10-3. It was Tipton blanking Eastern 4-0. Fort Wayne Bishop Lures over Woodlawn 2-0. Greensburg holds off Union County 75. Lebanon defeats Covenant Christian 1-0. South Adams over Blackford 2-0. East Noble over Fort Wayne Northside 10-0. It was Bremen shutting out Central Noble 3-0. Southmont over Cascade 4-0. LaPel over Centerville 7-0. Evans Grove Christian defeats North Posey 5-3. Benton Central over Faith Christian 10-1. Chittard over Guerin Catholic, final score 2-1. Ben Davis Oliver Speedway on the west side, 10-0. It was Jasper over Evansville Wrights, 2-1. Arsenal Tech of Indianapolis falling to Shortridge. Shortridge 5, Arsenal Tech 2. Elkhart Christian blanks Michigan City, 10-0. Bar Reeve over Wood Memorial, 5-0. Carmel over Notre Dame Academy, 1-0. Park Tudor over Oldenburg Academy, 5-0. Hamilton Heights blanks Lafayette Central Catholic, 3-0. Evansville Memorial over Chesterton, 5-1. Homestead over Valparaiso, 4-1. South Bend St. Joseph over Carroll, 3-1. Evansville Memorial blanking New Albany, 8-0. South Spencer over Washington Catholic, 9-0. Heron blanks Providence Crystal Ray, 7-0. Bloomington South over Castle, 3-0. Providence all over Eastern Pekin, 7-0. Bloomington North over Seymour, 4-1. Roncalli over Columbus East, 10-0. It was Noblesville over Harrison of West Lafayette, 1-0. Elkhart defeats Angola, 3-2. DeKalb over Fort Wayne Concordia Lutheran, 3-1. Lafayette Jefferson over Anderson, 10-1. Hammond Bishop Knoll defeats Lowell, 5-1. Washington Township over North White, 13-2. Plymouth over Logansport, 3-0. Delta over Mississinewa, 4-0. Warsaw over Hanover Central, 8-0. East Central over Floyd Central, 9-0. Westview over Wawasee, 9-0. It was Owensboro over Evansville Day School, 8-0. Lebanon over Western Boone, 4-0. Covington over Crawfordsville, 5-2. South Bend Adams defeats Belmont, 3-2. Mishawaka Marion over Lake Central, 3-0. Peru over Southern Wells, 4-0. Mount Vernon of Fortville over Park Tudor, 4-1. Oldenburg Academy blanks Mooresville, 6-0. It was Northridge over Crown Point. Actually, check that. Northridge and Crown Point played to a 1-1 draw. Goshen over Munster, 1-0. Trinity Lutheran over Rising Sun, 3-1. Bedford North Lawrence falling to Indy Genesis Homeschool. Genesis Homeschool 4, Bedford North Lawrence 2. Northwestern over Argos, 2-1. And Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian over Norwell. That final score, 2-0.
High school boys.
Moving on to high school boys action. Pike Central over Evansville Bossy, 2-1. For the Chargers, they saw goals in the win from Braxton Maxey and Jonathan Traylor. The Chargers now 2-1-1 on the season, while Bossy slips to 0-3. Shaw Memorial blanks Kip Legacy, 9-0. For Shaw Memorial, their big scorers of the day came from Gus Grote, who had a hat-trick, Nicholas Fuel, who had a pair of goals in the back of the net. As Shaw Memorial now 3-0 on the season, Kip Legacy drops to 0-2. In the final moments, Oak Hill knocks off Marion 2-1. Luke Aslinga scores both goals for the Golden Eagles. Oak Hill now 1-1-1 on the season. Marion slips to 0-2. Vincent's Lincoln Downs Mount Vernon of Posey 7-1, upping their record to 2-0 on the season. For the Alice's, Gira Silva scored a hat-trick with goals in the 55th, 67th, and 73rd minute. Claude Sid Thomas had goals in the 10th and 78th minute. David Ramirez added the goal in the 26th minute, and Bryce Quinette scored a goal in the 36th minute. Northeast Dubois gets past South Knox 3-1 at home. Match was tied at 1 until the 73rd minute. Levi Loudermilk scored South Knox's lone goal in the defeat. The Jeeps now 2-0, while South Knox is 1-1-1. Lakewood Park Christian Downs Prairie Heights 12-0 for LPC. Lincoln Perry scored 7 goals in the effort, while Aiden Wiley added a pair of goals. Additional goals for Lakewood Park Christian came from Jude Haberman, Rig Lindblom, and Braden Weimer. Lakewood Park Christian now 1-2 on the season. Prairie Heights slips to 0-3. Gibson Southern doubles up Evansville Central 4-2. or the Titans. Jeter Simmons scores a pair of goals in the win. Additional Titan goals come from Benjamin Phillips and Juan Castano. Gibson Southern now 1-1. Evansville Central slips to 0-4. Other boys' soccer results from Saturday. Oldenburg Academy over Seton Catholic 8-1. Evansville Day School blanked Boonville 3-0. Forest Park over Tell City 3-1. Tippecanoe Valley over North Miami. Final score there was 4-2. It was St. Xavier over Harrison 5-0. Elkhart over Griffith 6-0. Logansport over Twin Lakes 3-1. Danville defeats Northview 4-1. Seven Oaks Classical over Central Christian Academy 6-0. Hammond Bishop Knoll over Crown Point 2-1. Batesville over Franklin County 3-0. Warsaw holds off Hanover Central 4-3. Bremen over Northwood 3-1. Catholic Central over Leo 3-0. Decatur Central downs Crystal House 8-2. South Bend Adams over Trinity Greenlawn 4-1. Wheeler and LaPorte play to a 4-4 draw. South Dearborn over Rushville 1-0. Muncie Central over Kokomo 2-1. Eastern Green downs Mitchell 7-1. South Bend Adams over Trinity Academy 4-1. It was Clarksville 3 and White River Valley 1. International over North Putnam 2-1. Bloomington North over Washington 2-1. Jeffersonville and Terre Haute North play to a 1-1 draw. Evansville Memorial over Martinsville 6-2. Woodland over Norwell 3-1. Brownsburg defeats New Palestine 3-0. Heron and Cardinal Ritter play to a 2-2 draw. Perry Meridian and Greenwood play to a 0-0 draw. Lawrence Central defeats Carmel 1-0. Tri-West Hendricks over Shelbyville 5-1. Park Tudor blanks Covenant Christian 1-0. Ben Davis and Avon play to a 1-1 draw. It was Mishawaka Marion over Carroll 1-0. Castle blanks Columbus East 4-0. Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian over Fort Wayne Concordia Lutheran 5-0. Greenwood Park Christian over Providence 2-1. Silver Creek over Madison 1-0. Mount Vernon over Fort Frankfort 3-0. Big win for the Marauders there. Homestead and Concord play to a 1-1 draw. Hauser defeats Henryville 8-0. East Noble over Wawasee 3-0. Faith Christian over Benton Central 4-0. Brown County blanks Salem 8-0. Lafayette Jefferson doubles up Anderson 2-1. Centerville over LaPel 6-1. Muncie Burris and Knightstown play to a 0-0 draw. New Prairie over Mount Michigan City 6-0. Greensburg blanks Union County 6-0. Manchester over Maryville 3-2. Andrean over Hammond Central 3-1. North Montgomery over South Vermilion 7-1. Chesterton over Indiana Christian 1-0. Lebanon blanks Sheridan 10-0. It was DuPont Manuel over New Albany 2-1. Lighthouse Christian over Mooresville Christian 4-1. Heritage Hills downs North Harrison 8-2. Cascade over Southmont 7-1. Evansville Christian blanking North Posey 5-0. Fishers blanks West Lafayette 3-0. North Central of Indianapolis over McCutcheon 5-0. Hamilton Heights over Lafayette Central Catholic 5-3. Greencastle over Bethesda Christian 3-0. It was Boone Grove doubling up Portage 2-1. Floyd Central blanks Bedford North Lawrence 9-0. Valparaiso over Northridge 1-0. It was Shaw Memorial and Oldenburg Academy playing to a 1-1 draw. Seton Catholic blanks Kip Legacy 8-0. Munster and Penn play to a 0-0 draw. South Bend St. Joseph over Lake Central 3-1. Boonville defeats Evansville Bossy 2-1. Southridge blanks Princeton 3-0. Elkhart Christian over South Bend Riley 3-0. White River Valley all over Austin 9-0. Washington Catholic blanks South Spencer 1-0. Harrison and Columbus North play to a 0-0 draw. Fort Wayne Southside and Zionsville play to a 4-4 draw. Noblesville blanks Cathedral 1-0. Elkhart over Hanover Central 1-0. Hamilton Southeastern and Garen Catholic play to a 0-0 draw. Pike Central defeats Evansville Day School 2-0. It was Leo over Norris by a final of 3-2. Warsaw shuts out Griffith 6-0. Greenfield Central over Lawrence North 1-0. Clarksville over Lanesville 11-1. Northwood over Maryville 2-0. St. Xavier over Center Grove 2-0. Benton Central over Sheridan 9-0. Lebanon over Faith Christian 3-2. Washington blanks Terre Haute North 3-0. Jeffersonville and Bloomington North play to a 0-0 draw. Bremen over Manchester 6-0. Lawrence North all over Indianapolis Crispus Attucks 10-1. Goshen over Westview 2-0. Trinity Lutheran and Rising Sun play to a 1-1 draw. Fort Wayne Bishop Dwenger over West Noble 5-1. Bethany Christian over Lakeland Christian Academy 2-0. Greenfield Central defeats Indianapolis Crispus Attucks 6-0. And Connersville shuts out Lawrenceburg 2-0.
College men.
Grace College completed a perfect trip to the Rio Grande Classic, a 2-0 shutout of St. Xavier. Lancers scored both goals in the first half and protected the advantage after halftime. Followed Grace's 3-0 victory over Northwest Ohio on Thursday. A 2-0 trip, 5 goals scored, none allowed for Grace to start the season. Marion and an 8-goal shootout in Springfield, Michigan, but the Knights come out short as Lawrence Tech handed Marion a 5-3 loss. The Knights dropped to 1-1 after the season-opening 1-0 win over St. Francis of Illinois. Bethel earned the first result of the season with a 1-1 draw against Governor State at Maury Field in Mishawaka. Pilots moved to 0-1-1, while Governor State also 0-1-1.
College women.
Indiana State continued its offensive explosion with another convincing performance, beating Chicago State 5-1 on Senior Day in Terre Haute. Sycamores controlled the match from the early stages, consistently generating opportunities while limiting Chicago State on the other end. The result came just 2 days after Indiana State crushed St. Mary of the Woods 12-0. Sycamores have scored 17 goals in 3 days. It was Grace knocking off Oklahoma Wesleyan 1-0 at Columbia, picking up a major early season top 15 victory. Grace kept one of the top programs out the scoreboard, walked away with a statement victory as it was Grace over Oklahoma Wesleyan 4-0. Indiana Wesleyan blanked St. Xavier 4-0. That followed Thursday's 3-0 win over Northwest Ohio as the Wildcats picked up that 4-0 win in their home opener. They're 2-0 while not giving up a goal so far. IU Columbus couldn't have asked for a better result for their regular season start as Crimson Pride blanked Ohio Christian 3-0 at Nexus Park in Columbus, as it's a one of those starts for IU Columbus. In pro soccer action, the Indy 11 defeat Louisville City FC 2-1 in front of a crowd of 9,542 at Carroll Stadium as they snap a drought in that rivalry and pick up their first win in Indianapolis over Louisville City FC since 2022. As Indy struck in the 31st minute with Bruno Rendon scoring off an assist from Antoine Quinn, Louisville answered shortly after with Kyle Adams scoring in the 58th minute, tying the match at 1. That tie lasted just 2 minutes as Jack Blake scored in the 60th minute with Edward Kizza providing the assist, putting Indy back in front 2-1 as the boys in blue protected the advantage the rest of the way. Indy with the win is now 8-7-4 with 28 points, sitting at 6th in the Eastern Conference, extending the club's win streak to 2 matches, while Indy will head west to face Phoenix Rising next Saturday. FC Cincinnati and the Seattle Sounders play to a 1-1 draw, as Evander put Cincinnati ahead in the 24th minute. However, Seattle scored an equalizing goal later in the match in the 83rd minute, as Kalani calls it, Rinzi scored his third goal on the season in that effort. As the draw snapped Cincinnati's 4-match MLS winning streak, orange and blue now 8-6-7 on the season with 31 points. Chicago Fire and New York Red Bull play to a 1-1 draw. Marin Haley Selassie gave Chicago the lead in the 38th minute, curling a shot in the upper corner while building up, involving Philip Zickermagel, Jonathan Bamba, and Victor Radwick. Fire protected that 1-0 lead until the closing minutes, as substitutes provided the difference for the Red Bull, as Cameron Harper headed home the equalizer in the 86th minute, just a minute after entering the match. Chicago is now 11-6-3 with 36 points. More importantly, the Fire extended their unbeaten streak across all competitions to 7 matches, which is their longest run since 2017. When we get back, we will preview what's coming up in women's college soccer and men's college soccer today. Several matchups on tap. This is the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Recap. Are you looking for a career where every day is different? Illin Media is looking for an outgoing, motivated marketing representative to help local businesses grow through radio, digital marketing, social media, podcasts, and more. If you enjoy meeting with people, building relationships, and making a difference in your community, we want to hear from you. Email me, dustin.fuller@myillinmedia.com. If you've got sales or marketing experience, that's a plus, but we're willing to train you as well. Illin Media Entertainment is an equal opportunity employer. Welcome back. With it being Sunday, no high school soccer to preview today. We don't have any pro soccer to preview for today either, so just college men's and women's, and it's a good slate for college men's soccer today. We're going to start off at Bloomington, where the number 22 Indiana Hoosiers welcome Evansville to Bill Armstrong Stadium. Hoosiers made quite the statement on opening night against Notre Dame, knocking off the Fighting Irish in front of more than 7,000 fans at Armstrong Stadium. That was their third highest crowd at Armstrong Stadium. As Evansville comes to town, 8 o'clock kickoff. As Purple Aces open their season Thursday at Bellarmine, they now face Indiana, trying to make it two straight. Both sides trying to make it two straight. That's an 8 o'clock kick tonight between Evansville and IU. Before that, action gets underway at the Selleck Bowl at 7. Butler hosting Bradley. The Ian Sarachan era didn't begin the way the Bulldogs wanted to on Thursday, as Northern Illinois came to Indy and handed Butler a 2-0 defeat. So tonight, the Bulldogs look to respond to that. Butler stays home and welcomes Bradley for the second match of the season, as the Bulldogs will look for their first victory over Sarachan, their first goals of the new campaign as well. 7 o'clock matchup, Bradley at Butler. That's on ESPN+. At 7:30 tonight, Notre Dame playing its home opener as they welcome Northwestern to Alumni Stadium. Notre Dame enters looking to rebound from the 3-1 loss at IU on Sunday. Irish fell behind early and could not recover. It's an opportunity for Notre Dame to quickly put Thursday behind them and grab their first victory of the season, as Northwestern is at Notre Dame. It's on ACC Network Extra tonight at 7:30. Switching gears to women's college soccer, it's loaded today on the list. Starting off at South Bend, where Notre Dame, number 8 in the country, welcomes Murray State to Alumni Stadium for a 1 o'clock tilt, as Notre Dame opened the year with a draw against Penn State 2-2 before going on the road and earning a 1-1 result in Nebraska on Thursday. Irish are now back home, and they want to do more than draw. They want a victory as they welcome the Racers to town 1 o'clock this afternoon at South Bend. That match can be seen on ACC Network Extra. Also at 1 this afternoon, Purdue back at Polk Field as the Boilermakers welcome Eastern Illinois. Purdue is 2-0-1 on the season, giving the opportunity for the Boilermakers to continue their unbeaten streak on their home pitch, as it's Eastern Illinois and Purdue, 1 o'clock this afternoon in West Lafayette. The Mastodons are playing their home opener, while Southern Indiana makes a trip north to face the Mastodons. For Purdue, Fort Wayne, their first chance to play in front of their home crowd, and for Southern Indiana, it's an opportunity to pick up an in-state road result. Southern Indiana at Purdue, Fort Wayne, 1 o'clock Eastern at Fort Wayne. Also at 1 this afternoon, Valpo welcomes Detroit Mercy to Brown Field. Beacons coming off an impressive home performance Thursday as Valpo rolled past Western Illinois 4-0, scoring twice in the opening 13 minutes. Now Beacons look to build on that result and protect home field once again. Detroit Mercy at Valpo, 1 o'clock in Valparaiso. Ball State on the road at Bowling Green to take on Western Kentucky at 2 Eastern, as Ball State played to a 1-1 draw against Butler Thursday night. Mary Jane Keller scored her first collegiate goal for the Cardinals before Butler equalized late. Now Ball State heading south to remain unbeaten. 2 o'clock start between Ball State and Western Kentucky. IU Indy on the road at Edwardsville, Illinois to take on Southern Illinois Edwardsville, as IU Indy opened the season with a difficult road-heavy schedule, including a trip to Louisville. Today closes a stretch of three state road matches to begin the season. It's another opportunity for the Jaguars to find some early momentum before returning home. IU Indy at Southern Illinois Edwardsville, 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central. St. Mary of the Woods travels to Kentucky for their official regular season opener against Georgetown College, as last week SMWC faced Indiana State but was defeated by Indiana State, as it's a road-heavy opening stretch for St. Mary of the Woods. St. Mary of the Woods at Georgetown College in Georgetown, Kentucky. That is set for this afternoon. Butler will visit Miami of Ohio at 7 this evening, as Butler coming off a 1-1 draw with Ball State Thursday, as they trailed for much of the contest before Chloe Brecht equalized the matchup in the 81st minute. Butler heading on the road, looking for their first win, on the road at Miami of Ohio and Oxford, 7 this evening Eastern Time. As that is a look at what's going on the college soccer scene for both men's and women's. And that's our show for today. Tomorrow, we will preview what's going on in high school soccer as well as college soccer. Also, we will dive into a story on the resurgence of a soccer program in high school level around the state of Indiana. This is the Indiana Soccer Network. Until tomorrow, I'm Dustin Fuller saying thank you for listening.
Join us Monday through Saturday for daily updates on what's going on throughout the state of Indiana on the pitch. This is Indiana Soccer Network.